This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Pro-Russian forces said 50 more people were evacuated on Saturday from the besieged Azovstal steelworks in Mariupol, where scores of civilians have been trapped for weeks alongside Ukrainian fighters holed up in the Soviet-era plant. The territorial defense headquarters of the self-declared Donetsk People's Republic, or DPR, said on Telegram that a total of 176 civilians had now been evacuated from the steelworks. About 50 civilians had been moved on Friday from the sprawling bombed-out plant to a reception center in the separatist DPR, whose forces are fighting alongside Russian troops to expand their control of large parts of eastern Ukraine. Dozens of civilians were also evacuated last weekend. Mariupol has endured the most destructive bombardment of the 10-week-old war. The plant is the last part of the city still in the hands of Ukrainian fighters. It's a strategic southern port on the Azov Sea. The defenders have vowed not to surrender. Ukrainian officials fear Russian forces want to wipe them out by Monday in time for Moscow's commemoration of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Moscow calls its actions since February 24th a special military operation to disarm Ukraine and rid it of what it calls anti-Russian nationalism fomented by the West. Ukraine and the West say Russia launched an unprovoked war and have accused Russian forces of war crimes. Moscow denies the allegations and says its targets only military or strategic sites, not civilians. More than 5 million Ukrainians have fled abroad since the start of the invasion. For more stories, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll from a powerful explosion at a five-star hotel in central Havana, Cuba, climbs to 22, with more than 50 people injured after a suspected gas leak, according to new official tallies. Afghanistan's supreme leader and Taliban chief orders the country's women to wear the all-covering burqa in public. It's one of the harshest controls imposed on women's lives since the hardline Islamist seized power. The son of late Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos is set to address hundreds of thousands of supporters on the final day of presidential election campaigning, as polls show him heading towards a landslide win. Sri Lanka's influential lawyers' body urges the president to repeal a state of emergency which was imposed after a general strike brought the already bankrupt country to a halt. South Korea's military says North Korea has flight-tested a ballistic missile that was likely fired from a submarine, continuing a provocative streak in weapons demonstrations that may culminate with a nuclear test in the coming weeks or months. The launch came 3 days after South Korea and Japan detected a suspected ballistic missile fired from near the North Korean capital. Both exercises come ahead of the inauguration on Tuesday of South Korean President-elect Yoon Suk-yeol, who has vowed to take a tougher approach over the North's nuclear ambitions. So far this year, North Korea has fired missiles 15 times. Experts say leader Kim Jong-un appears to be preparing to test a miniaturized nuclear device that it can use to arm its submarine-launched missiles. During an official visit to El Salvador, Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador urged the U.S. to cooperate with Honduras, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Mexico to help solve the current migration crisis that's hitting the region. His Salvadorian counterpart, Nayib Bukele, said he agreed with the proposal. He said, quote, "We can all create a plan together where we can all pitch in, depending on our economies, of course, to be able to solve a joint problem which affects us all." Both presidents stressed how important it was to improve the situation in Central American countries so as to motivate people to stay home and not migrate. Every year, thousands of Central Americans embark on long and dangerous journeys to the United States. Via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman, reporting for VOA News.